Once upon a time, in a land long, long ago, and far, far away, lived a king. A very sexy king, who felt his deepest needs had gone unfulfilled. His deepest needs were to have many beautiful creatures make love to him, a harem of his fantasies. The king was bereft, as he only had his imagination to nurture his base desires. For in that land where he lived, there were no fair maidens, no pixies, no wanton sluts, no succubi and no octopus girls to attend to the desperate needs of his soul and his cock. Each night, he bent down and prayed for good fortune, blowjobs, hot pussy, prostate massages, and maybe a little love. And one day, as if by magic, his wishes were answered.
Oh my! What am I doing here? I'm so far away from home. And where are my clothes? Who are you? You look like a king, lying there on your bed in your regal robe. Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed. Not just because I'm nearly naked. I mean, aside from my white cotton panties with this pretty pink lace. See? But I mean, look at your, you know, it's pointing right at me, right where your royal robe opens at the front. And the color even matches. I love red. I don't wear it. It's not an appropriate color for a fair maiden, but I really like it. I really like it on you. You call it your cock? Okay. It looks so strong and powerful. Can I touch it? Yes? I should wrap my hand around it? Oh, wow. It's so warm. Hot, even. I think it might burn my little hand if I'm not careful. Wow. This slaps. It's really amazing how this part slides over the other part so smoothly. It just glides, doesn't it? You're making funny sounds now. Do you want me to stop? No? Okay. Hey, are you okay? You're breathing really hard, and it looks like this part of you is leaking. There's some stuff dripping out of that slit at the top of your cock. I'm not sure how to fix that. Oh, good, that's a relief. I'm new to all this. I've never met a king before, or touched a real-life man, or been in a palace. I've only dreamed of this stuff. Like when I touch myself at night. It's beautiful in here. The candlelight, all the gold everywhere. This enormous bed draped in velvet and all these pillows. It just glows in here. It's so romantic. No, I won't stop stroking. I'll keep going.
Hey, make room for me. I don't need much.
Oh my God, are you a fairy? A real live fairy? Like in the books I read when I was a little girl?
Well, technically, I'm a pixie. Fairies are bigger than I am. Still, I fly around, so, yeah. You might have seen me in your books. Here, let me help you.
Gee, thanks. I'm new at this.
That's okay. I know exactly what I'm doing. What we're doing. You see, my little hands fit everywhere, and so does my tiny body. I love to dance lightly over a beautiful set of balls like these. Oh, listen him moan. You're doing such a good job of stroking his cock.
Thanks! You're so delicate. Are those real wings?
Kind. Kinda. They're gossamer wings. All pixies have them.
Can I touch them?
Sure. Go ahead and touch them. And that turns me on. Keep stroking. I'll just flick my wings on his frenulum. Faster, says the king. Whatever you say. Yes, I know you dreamed of me. And here I am. At least until I hear the flutes call me back to the woods. For now, I'm here just to please you. With this exquisite, innocent virgin who also wants to bring you pleasure. Fair maiden, here's what you need to do. Get your mouth nice and wet. Don't swallow your spit. We'll use it. That's it. Now open your mouth and let the spit fall right on the tip of his delectable, perfectly delicious cock. Now lick it all up with your sweet little tongue. Mm-hmm. Like an ice cream cone on a hot summer day. That's it. I'll follow with my wings. We can switch off. You lick, I flick. Sound good?
Yes.
Hey, bitches. What's sucking in Sin City?
This delicious, delectable, perfect cock.
I don't know, but I'm having so much fun. This cock tastes really good. I think I'm getting really good at this.
He does look delicious. Hot. Have you gluck-glucked yet? No? Okay, scoot over. Make room for me. And you, Daddy. Okay, King. I think that's pushing a bit, but whatever you want. You look so sexy, Daddy. King. I love sucking cock. It gets me so wet. I'm gonna make you come into the next kingdom. Nice tits, girls. Perky. Fairy girl, yours are really tiny.
All of me is tiny. I'm a pixie, not a fairy.
Well, here are my tits. Jealous girls. Watch them twitch when I twist my nipples. Want to feel them?
Oh, they're so soft.
You know, I've never felt fairy wings on my nipples.
I'm not a fairy.
Ugh, whatever. Why don't you just go flutter around somewhere else now while Miss Pretty Pants and I double up on this thick cock and drain the king's balls?
Balls?
I'll show you. And if you don't have enough spit, we can share. Watch us, Daddy King. Pretty patties. Your lips are nice and soft. You taste like candy. Do you like watching us, Daddy King? Look, he's even harder now. Now, here's what you do, Pretty Panties. Mm-hmm. Come on down here. Get your mouth all wet while you run your fingers lightly over his balls. Hey, just one. I'll take the other. That's it. Good. Now slip one of his balls into your wet mouth and just pull back gently. Yeah, that's it, just like that. And I'll get the other one.
I'll just kiss you here. Elegant and enticing king. Does that feel good? How about here? Oh, you're so strong. So aristocratic. You make me so hot.
Hey, panties. Pay attention, adorable little slut. Just Look, just do what I do. When my lips go along one side like this, yours go up the other, right? And just keep it really wet. Then I'll pop the head of his cock in my mouth and suck, like a lollipop. Then pop it out and pass it to you and you do the same. Got it?
Uh-huh.
Good. We're going to hear him groan. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hey, how's your throat training?
my what?
Here, let me help.
No, go away, fairy. Can't you just rim him or something? You're the perfect size.
I could, but you know, I'm not a fairy.
We know.
Fine, I'll just flick his nipples with my wings, and then run through his hair like lover's fingers, and whisper in his ears. I've done a lot of ASMR.
And we'll gag, okay? So just, they love it when you gag. Yeah?
Just think about opening your throat, pretty panties.
Yeah, and just don't throw up, all right?
Ew!
Here come your daddy little cum sluts, daddy king.
Yes, we're coming.
What's this conflagration of sexual misfits? And what are your powers? His soul is mine.
Oh, fuck. A succubus.
What's a succubus? Are there more people coming?
Don't you young people know anything? And you... You magnificent king, you summoned me, and you invited them? Oh, they just appeared, did they? Of course they did. Well, you're entitled to all the pleasure you want until the sun rises tomorrow. So, let's start with this. What is this little gnat doing here?
I'm not a gnat. I'm a pixie.
She's a pixie.
A pixie.
Okay. I never thought of becoming one of those. So, my handsome, sexy king. Do you like what you see? I'm glad. Oh, and what depraved pleasures might we indulge in tonight? You don't know. Here we go again. This is becoming all too common. You want a harem? That's all. Two girls sucking your cock at the same time. Fucking. Lots of fucking. Maybe a prostate massage.
Did someone say prostate massage? Oh, don't look so shocked. You've never seen an octopus girl in real life? Oh, come on. Don't be shy. There's no need to be tentacle. L-O-L. That's an old joke. I know you've imagined me at night, sucking on you.
Oh.
Everywhere.
So, she arrives, and now you think I should maybe go away? After summoning me? Do you really not want to touch this body? The one you envision every night? After you run through the rest, so you can shoot your load into the royal ceiling? It's not worth your soul, you say. Are you sure? Are you sure you don't want me to just sit in your lap? Like this?
Excuse me, we were like literally in the middle of something.
Get. Fuck you, you milf vampire bitch. We're sucking that nice thick dick. It's so fucking hot. Hey, I'm not selling my soul or anything, but you got a nice rack too.
I know.
Here, let me reach over, dear king, and remove your royal robe. Voila! Yes, people are always astonished. My, you look handsome. Look at your body. You make me want to wrap my arms around you and never let you go. You know, octopuses don't actually have tentacles. We have arms.
Good luck explaining that.
Wow. Look at the king without his robe. He's really sexy looking.
Mm-hmm. Sweet king, I would fly with you to any enchanted forest.
Daddy, you need a cum-guzzling whore just like me.
I want to fuck you for eternity.
Now, shall we let the succubus have her way with him for a bit? You two could whisper dirty things softly in his ears, and I can suck him like he's never been sucked before.
Oh, my king. Oh, you're just the right size. I'm so tight. I'm so wet. Oh, open me up. Oh, let me rub my big round tits against your lips. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Oh, fuck. I know you want to grab my gorgeous tits in your hands and squeeze and massage them like this. Oh, grab my ass like this. Lucifer, your cock feels so fucking good. Fuck me. Oh, my pussy's so wet.
My pussy's so wet.
My octopussy is always wet.
Oh, fuck.
My sweet king, let me plant lovely little kisses all over your precious, perfect, royal body. Yes, my wings sometimes do feel like kisses. Now let me kiss your thighs with them, and nibble on a little of the sweet succubus.
Oh, Saint's Majesty, fuck! Oh, this feels so good! Oh, fill me up. Oh, take me to Kingdom Come. Oh, that's where I'm gonna come, all over your cock. Yeah, come inside me. Oh, I want every drop inside me. Oh, fuck yes.
Anything. What can
kiss your neck and suck on your earlobe.
How do you like it when I whisper in your ear, Daddy? I'm your hot cock zombie. Your filthy little whore. Your fuck doll. You know you love it. Oh, you're so fucking hot, Daddy. Yes. Oh, my God, it's on fucking fire. I need you to fuck me, Daddy.
Oh, I have toys. I love toys. I have beads and dildos and an assortment of vibrators and flavored lube and many other devices. I brought this prostate massager with me, too. It has 10 different settings and it's self-warming. Or we could use one of my arms. Up to you. Get it? Up to you. Lame. All right, prostate massager it is.
Well, King, thank you for coming. Sorry I can't stay for the rest of the night. You beacons of light and lust. The world is full of lost souls, and I have to take care of them. Still hungry. Always hungry. Forever hungry.
Oh, don't be sad, my splendid king. I have plenty of tricks before we begin. Would you prefer me in a different color? My biochrome allows me to be pink, blue, or green. If you'd like, I can make myself match the prostate massager. All right, then. Blue it is. Now, just roll on to your side, and I'll meet you in the front. You know, I don't have any bones, so I can make myself into almost any shape you want. I bet you like tit fucking. I thought so. You know, I can make my head into the softest, largest fuck pillow you've ever dreamed of. My skin is nice and slimy. Better than any lube, and warm. There. How does that feel? Do you like it when I rub myself all around your cock? It sounds like you do. You know what they say. Once you've had an octopus, you never go back. My suckers feel like a million wet and hungry mouths gently sucking you, don't they? Yes, they really do call them suckers. You're gonna feel so good when I slide this prostate massager gently into your hole and find your pee spot.
I'll rub myself along his perineum.
Yes, he'll like that. Why don't you two drape your bodies against him? We'll envelop him in softness and curves. I'll arrange myself around you. Perfect. Total immersion. He's swimming in ecstasy, just like I do in the ocean. Now, a little lube, and I'll set it to a level 7 vibration. That will be ideal. Then, slowly ease it in. There's the spot. I can feel it. Feels good, doesn't it? I'll just rub the tip gently around and give you a nice massage. I can feel you throbbing now. You're almost ready to come, aren't you?
I'll count you down and you can give us all a facial. Hey, pretty panties. You're going to want to close your eyes by the time we get to 3, okay? Yeah, cum in your eyes really stings, so. Okay, here goes. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, Brady Panties, close your eyes, 2, 1. Nice shot.
So this is cum?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's really fun to play with, isn't it? It tastes good.
I'm so glad we could make you happy, King. You are magnificent. Amazeballs, really. But please don't fall asleep yet. Could someone conjure a tank for me? This is a fairy tale, right? Look, an aquarium. It's so large, I might never want to escape. Oh, splendiferous king, you could keep me here as a pet. You know, pet play is a thing. Put a collar on me. Call me Puss, short for octopus. And we could be together forever. Did you know I have 3 hearts? Well, I do. And they're all in love with you.
Now our little story comes to an end, and we must say good night. We can only wish you find fortune just as that which was once visited on a king, a very sexy king, in a land long ago and far, far away. May all your fantasies come true.